I think this encore episode from when I first started Trust and Believe for you new listeners out there is an episode I feel will be very helpful to you, especially coming off of a holiday weekend. Maybe you had a little barbecue or you're going to one today and you need to know a few things. One, staying healthy isn't easy and that is the reality. How to combat temptations to find passion for fitness. Or maybe you need to know how making decisions that aren't going to aid in your health doesn't mean you need to be perfect or you need to have a nutritionist certification. Just know that you can separate the holiday from being everyday fit. So get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, oh yeah!
What's up?
He's better than Oprah, come on, y'all!
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So the reality is, staying healthy is not easy. It's not. There might be people out there right now that's like, what are you talking about? Yes, it is or whatever. But it's at the end of the day, it's not. When you turn on the TV, you have so many commercials that make it makes everything that you shouldn't be eating every day look really, really good. McDonald's, Coke. I mean, you see it and the pictures on the screen look so good. You know, everywhere you turn, if you're living in a life that health is not at the top of your radar, or even if it is, there's temptation. There's temptation to eat unhealthy. There's temptation to do unhealthy things, you know. And that's the part of health that is really tough. And it's easy to go from, look, it's easy for any person at any fitness level. You can talk to a bodybuilder that trained for a physique competition, and the minute that it's over, they're like, I want to eat anything and everything. I mean, hell, one of the things that you're supposed to do, or one of the tips that's out there for bodybuilders or people, fitness models, when you want to look really good on shoot day, is the moment that morning when you wake up, you should eat a score bar. You should eat a popsicle because the sugar goes right to your veins and it pumps you up. So no matter which way you turn, your health and your pursuit to a healthier life is always being tested. It's kind of like, for those of you who know the story of Adam and Eve, it's about this. That apple, I'm telling you, the apple's everywhere. The apple is everywhere, and it just is. And what happens is when all these temptations come in front of you, you start to... you know, it can start a downhill spiral for you if you're not strong enough to continue. And one of the ways to combat that, those temptations, is to find passion for fitness. And that's what we're talking about today. And the reality is it's not hard. And so the first rule of thumb for finding passion for fitness is for me to just be 100% honest with you and say, it's going to be hard. You're going to have a cheesesteak. You're going to have a slice of pizza. You're going to go to the party where they're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers. And you're going to be like, okay, yesterday I'm going to have the cheese and I'm going to have the bun. The reality is you're not going to go into this healthy lifestyle and, you know, deplete or diminish everything else that tastes good. Because that is, while it's the first rule, it's also the first rule to tell you that staying open-minded and knowing that you can eat unhealthy things is a part of being extremely healthy. And in order to continue to find, to start going down the journey of being passionate about health, you have to go down the journey of being passionate about not being perfect.
So like 85-15, right?
Yeah, I mean, 85. I say 85-15, you know, 85% healthy, 15% fun. But this is more about you just realizing that perfection is... Number one, it takes a long time to achieve perfection, and number two, it's short-lived, and I've said that before, but the reality is, in order to be passionate about health, you have to be passionate about reality, and you have to be passionate about realness. I would love to look like I did in asylum workouts all the time. Love it, but guess what? I hurt my hand, and guess what? The 17 days that I didn't work out, I ate ice cream sometimes. But that doesn't mean I'm not healthy. It doesn't mean that I don't have a passion for health. Why? Because I lead with a healthy lifestyle. I lead with going back to, like, most of the time, you will see me making decisions that are extremely healthy. We went out to dinner the other day, and I wanted pasta. And I'm looking at the menu, and I'm like, yo, that Alfredo sauce, oh my God. I was like, I could go in on this. But I said, how can I enjoy this pasta while still staying healthy? Or at least being healthier with my options. So I said, okay, bring me the pasta. I put a little bit of butter on it. You know, it's a little fat. I can burn that off easy. No carbs, no cream. Well, kind of. You know, a little pepper, some seasoning, put some shrimp on there, some tomatoes, and I'm good to go. I don't have the heavy cream in the sauce. So, you know, staying passionate about health is also being able to make decisions that are going to aid in your health, because that's the struggle.
Yeah. You know, one of the best things you ever said to me that ties into this perfectly?
What's that?
Is when you saw my after pictures of asylum and I got down to 179, and you looked at me, and I think I was talking to you one time, and I was like, yeah, I want to get back to this, I want to get back to this. And you looked at me, and you were like, yeah, but can you maintain that? And I'm like, it'd be really, really hard. And you were like, well, then that day you were like, why don't you just shoot for something that you feel like can be realistic enough to where you still feel good about yourself, but you're not depriving yourself because you're not going to be able to sustain it.
You know, a lot of people have this thing like, I want to get back into the jeans that I wore when I was in high school. But the majority of us, when you were in high school, you weren't even finished growing yet. You know, or your body and your hormones were going through different changes. And so, you know, for me to try to go back and be 178 pounds would be, first of all, I would be miserable. I'd be angry. And I just wouldn't look that good. At 38 years old, I don't need to look like a 17-year-old. You know, it's just not going to happen. And for my lovely ladies out there, if you had kids, you know the 90% of the women, if not more, I'm not a doctor, that have had kids, your hips expands, like you gain a little weight, you know, and that's just what happens. So we can't try to go back and be what we were. We have to be what we can be right now. And that's number one. And number two, I mean, look, the reality is the reality. And so the number two is when we make a goal, we really need to be about 7 pounds heavier than that goal.
Really?
I'm generalizing. I'm not saying, you know, there's exceptions to the rule. For me, I know what my body feels good at and looks good at so that I'm not stressing. And so I'm going for that number. You know, I'm going for 193 pounds because I can do that. So if I do get the 190, I'm like, yeah, you know. Or a lot of people out there, they're like, my scale is my mirror. That's great. Like, I'm so happy for you. But at the end of the day, a lot of people just want to see what they weigh. And it's going to creep up because, you know, your body gets changes. If you think about it, what do people tell you when they get toward close to an end of a fitness journey?
What do I hear? Like, I hear a lot of people go, oh, I'm just like, I'm so close. I'm almost there. I'm like 2 pounds away, 5 pounds away.
Exactly.
And they never, it's like that thing they can never quite touch.
And when they get there on the day that they didn't eat the day before. And
yes,
depleting their body of water because they just want to get there. But what if, like, 5 pounds ago, people told you you look good, hopefully you feel good. Why can't you be... So if I say if my goal is 190, why can't I be 193, say my goal is 197, and be under my goal? You know, it's like your goal should be sustainable. And that's how you find passion for health. That's that you have to have a sustainable goal. You're right now, meaning like your present time, is all the health you have. So what are you doing right now that's going to aid in continuing the progress of you? What are you going to do right now that's going to aid and continue in the progress of you staying healthy? These are the things that are going to create your passion. These are the things that are going to, you're going to be passionate about. And for the record, hashtag tough trainer alert. Don't come to me saying I need to lose weight and then I give you the tools or you read the tools, and most of you already know the tools, and you don't follow the tools and then continue to complain about it.
It don't work. No, you don't work.
No, don't say it doesn't work. No, you need to do the work. You know, it's like stop right now. And what I'm saying stop to is stop doing what you're not doing. Stop doing what you're not doing.
Will you also tell them to please stop getting on the scale every damn day? Because like Alicia, she's doing max 30 right now. She wanted to lose around 5 pounds. Well, guess what? She measured her inches. She got on the scale the other day. Her weight has actually gone up, but her inches have shrunk because she's gaining muscle. And people get so hung. People don't do that.
But see, I'm not going to tell you to not get on the scale every day. I'm just going to say, if you're going to get on the scale every day, accept what the scale says.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, like, that's, you know, that's crazy. Like, to be like, don't get on the scale. If that makes you feel good, you get on the scale.
Just don't bitch about the number.
You have to accept the number.
Right.
You know, you have to accept the number. You have to accept what it is. And then more importantly, you have to accept what you see. You know what I'm saying? Maybe instead of getting on a scale first, look in the mirror first, the same mirror every day, and say, okay, cool, this is what I feel, this is what I look like. And then you get on a scale, you might be like, oh, because the scale is okay. Because unless it's calibrated the wrong way, it's pretty much right. And so don't fight the scale if you're going to step on it. Love yourself. Love what you see in the mirror. And in order to find passion for health and fitness, you have to find passion for you. And you have to find passion for the truth. And the truth is that 135 pounds might really need to be 142 pounds. You said you had some questions.
Oh, yeah. Somebody asked about what do you do when you're on vacation? Like, how do you...
I eat. I'm going to cut you off. Sorry. Look. This is what I'm saying. You know, it, like, everyone separates... People separate Thanksgiving from being fit. People separate... Or your everyday fit. People separate vacation from your everyday fit. People separate... Whatever, going to the beach, which is most of the time on vacation, to your everyday fit. The thing is, if you are everyday fit, if you are everyday fit, when you go on vacation... Not only are you going to be able to choose healthy meals for the most part, but in the same breath, you're going to be able to eat a fun meal and not stress about it. Because for me, so we were talking about this yesterday. We were talking about going to a new beach. I want to go to a new beach because I don't like wearing clothes, but I want to go to a new beach, and the consensus of the group was like, well, oh my God, I don't want to go to a new beach because there's a lot of older people there. So you're going to be old. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be old. Hopefully you live long enough to be old. That's number one. So stop hating on the older folks. Personally, I find older people to be attractive. I'm like, work. You know, look, get it. I do. Like, I do. I find so many different things attractive. Hashtag just saying. But the other thing I was saying is, if you are generally fit, and someone said, yeah, because if I go to the pool, if I go to, you know, a water park, or if I go to the beach, most of the time I'm fitter than the majority of people in there anyway. And that led me to say, you're never going to be the hottest person. You're never going to be the fittest person. You're never going to be the least fit person. Like, there's always going to be somebody that's fitter or unfitter than you. And in this world. So you might as well just like live in the moment right now. And instead of complaining about it, do something about it. And that's how you're going to find passion for health and stay healthy. Your call's up next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Sean. I am so grateful for your podcast. Honestly, you are a major part of the foundation that I'm building from. I don't say who I am when I say I know what I am. And who I am, you know, that can be determined by anybody's opinion. But who I am ultimately is determined by me. And you are my reaffirmation of self. You are something to focus on that lets me look inside myself. And I just wanted to say... thank you.
Sabrina, you are awesome. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. The thing that I take away from that is I think it's a Kesha song where she says, you are who you are. And the moment we're able to accept that we are who we are, we're able to strive and we're able to move forward. And I just like to reiterate that I'm not perfect. I still have trials and tribulations, but... you know, I've just been through so much in my life that I just don't have the time to give it that much energy. It's like you have to connect to what you are and who you are the minute things start to go awry or the minute things start to infiltrate your life that you don't want to be there. And just by you recognizing that, you know, this is who I am and trying to figure that out is... a blessing, because there are a lot of people out there who are afraid to face those demons, and a lot of people out there who are afraid to know who they really are. So you have to realize that you are who you are, you matter, and as long as you're thriving through the world, trying to make the world a better place, better starting with you, then things will fall into place. And for people out there who are thinking, I'm telling you, it's sometimes... happiness seems so far away. Sometimes like your goal weight or, you know, fitting into that dress, whatever, it just seems like it's so far away and it doesn't seem like you're going to get there, but I promise you will get there. You just have to keep at it and stay the course. Okay, I have a little tweet here from Uncovering the New You on Twitter, at SherryAmore12. She says, Shaun T Fitness, believing in yourself and not giving up, it's easier to give up than to keep going. And you're so correct. Giving up is so much easier than not going. So you say, why should I keep on going if it's so easy? Why don't I just like sit down and enjoy, you know, the bag of popcorn and the ice cream and just get up and go to work? It's so easy. It's so easy to do. But instead of putting, you know, money in the bank so that you can succeed later and you can live a healthy life in retirement, you're doing the exact opposite. You're putting negativity in the bank and you're pushing it to the wayside and you're basically depleting your bank account and you're going into negative. And what happens when you go into negative in the bank account? Then the bill collectors start calling you, and then the bill collectors start calling you, and then you don't want to answer your phone. And then I ask you, then why are you even trying to pay for a phone if you're not going to answer it? So by ignoring the things that are happening in your life and by giving up and taking the easy way out, it's just like letting your bank account go into negative. It's going to creep up on you later. You know, the health issues are going to creep up on you later. So yeah, go and enjoy all that stuff. But it's going to creep up on you. And that's why I say, and you hear a lot of fitness enthusiasts say, moderation is key. You don't have to be 100% healthy all the time. I'm 85-15, 85% healthy, 15% fun. But that 85% will keep you strong. It will keep your bank account in the green. And that 15% will be like you investing and a new car that you can still enjoy and you can still be in the green in your bank account. So never give up and never take the easy way out.
Now it's time for America's favorite game show, True or False Fitness Trivia with Sean T.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
True or false? There's a diet out there. It's called the pig diet. And it says that you're supposed to eat pig's feet, but you're not supposed to eat the meat of the pig. You're only supposed to eat the entire bone. And it's saying that the bones of the pig have enough nutrients for you to sustain a 60-day weight loss journey. And that's the only thing you need to eat. True or false?
Wow. That was a lot of detail. So I'm going to say there's a whack job out there that believes it. So I'm going to say true.
That is 100% false.
Oh, thank God.
I literally made that up off the top of my head because I was like thinking about pig's feet and I'm like, ooh, I like them.
Oh, God. I was actually glad I got that wrong.
I'm glad you got it wrong, too. Actually, I'm not. I wish you were smarter. I'm kidding.
I got to give you, that was mad props on the ad lib of facts, though.
Okay. The second question in the fitness true or false tip quiz of the day. There's an actor out there who believes and has attempted to do a diet that says that's similar to SlimFast. You know, a shake for breakfast, a shake for lunch, and then a sensible dinner. Well, this celebrity says, instead of SlimFast, you should eat baby food.
Ooh.
Baby food for breakfast, baby food for lunch, and then a sensible dinner. True or false?
I think I've actually heard about this, so I'm going to say true.
It's 100%.
Are you serious?
True.
Oh, I was like, come on.
100% true. Reese Witherspoon famously credits her perfect body to what is known as the baby food diet. This is back in 2013, but I still think it's interesting just in case somebody wants to try it. If you don't want to get sick, I recommend you not. It involves replacing breakfast and lunch with jars of baby food and eating one proper meal for dinner. There are numerous advantages to this diet. It's more cost effective than juice cleanse. There's no need for a cookbook. You don't need to cook food, which is the benefit to those who have little time on their hands. It does not contain additives or preservatives and is full of vitamins. On the other hand, it may lead to hunger and binge eating later in the evening. Reese combined it with yoga, running, in order to maintain healthy and fitness.
I like Reese. I think she's hot.
Fit.
It obviously worked because she's got a nice figure.
Well, you failed again. 50-50. I really need you to study. And if you're following along with us out there in podcast land,
it's 2 weeks in a row I failed.
I hope you're smarter than him. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
He's a very intelligent man.
Thank you.
At least when it comes to producing podcasts.
Yeah.
See you next time on True or False Trivia. Fitness Trivia with Sean T. I hope you enjoyed that old school episode of Trust and Believe. I'd love to know what you thought of it and how you liked it. Also, if you get a chance, please leave a review for the show. I would love to know what you think, and also would love to know what you want to hear more about, or definitely what you want to discuss more about. Well, I hope you have an incredible day and always trust and believe in who you are.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.